You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The clock's turned back this weekend. That means an extra hour of sleep.
I'm Frank Isola. I think Tony's taking it right now.
Yeah, he probably took it 3 or 4 days ago. As soon as he knew we were in the right week for getting an extra hour of sleep, boom, head to the pillow.
Look at you, Mr. New York. You love New York and the team so badly. Look at him. Can't get enough of it.
I've always loved it. You know, it's New Yorkers I get tired of, not New York.
I hear you on that one.
Welcome to PTI. The old grump took the day off to grumble. So I'm joined by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola. Wow.
Sparse crowd down here today. Sparse crowd.
We switched spots, the New Yorker in D.C., and I'm here.
All the fans went up
there
with you.
We begin with Aaron Rodgers defending his decision to not get vaccinated. Rodgers joined the Pat McAfee show this afternoon and claimed he's allergic to an ingredient in two of the vaccines and was wary of the side effects from the third. He said he's in the crosshairs of a woke mob that's trying to put him in a cancel culture casket and says he's been getting treatment advice from Joe Rogan. Frank, all his cliches aside, what do you make of Rodgers' explanation?
I think he likes playing the victim more than I like playing the victim. You know, to me, it's, if this were Jeopardy, it would be damage control for 1,000, Alex. Maybe if he just said this back in August, we wouldn't be here right now. So I have no idea what the situation between Aaron Rodgers and his doctors. He knows that right now a lot of people have been talking about his situation, criticizing him. You go back to August when he said, I'm immunized. But here's the thing, too. I think for him, you look at guys like Lamar Jackson, Carson Wentz, Cole Beasley. When they have press conferences, they're wearing a mask. Why wasn't Aaron Rodgers, at the very least, just wearing a mask all this time, Mike? So I think his reputation here has taken a little bit of a hit. I do like the cancel culture coffin that he talked about. How about that for an alliteration? And he said, you know, on the right, they're going to champion me. The left is going to cancel me. I mean, come on, Aaron Rodgers. You could have straightened this all out back in August, and he knows that better than anybody.
Yeah, I like when Aaron Rodgers is the rebel. I don't like it when he's the victim.
Yeah.
It just appears lame and intellectually lazy, and Aaron Rodgers ain't that.
No.
So he's gotten to this point where he now wants to be the victim. Don't tell me how much research you've done and then go to Joe Rogan. Are you serious? I mean, Aaron, just because you're the smartest guy in the room doesn't mean the rest of us are fools, all right? And so I don't, you know, the problem with people who point to My Own Body, the My Own Body lecture, you know, authored first by Kyrie Irving, and I don't know that you ever want to be on that side of the aisle,
yep.
But the my body and what I put into my body, and yet you want to tell us you're part of a team. You're the leader of a team. You're the leader of a community. All these guys want to identify with the community and the fans and how much I am a part of the community. But the privilege of my body, all right, is so selfish, it's unbelievable. Don't give me my body on one hand and then tell me what a team guy you are on the other, because that is the height of hypocrisy. So Aaron Rodgers cancel. I don't want to cancel him. I now want to be able to ridicule him. I don't want to be able to. I don't want to have to cancel. I don't want him canceled from anything. It's his team he's got to answer to now. So you can tell there are consequences. And the My Body crowd, they don't ever want to deal with the consequences. They can, yes, you can do whatever you want. And you can suffer or navigate the consequences as well. And so he's got that in a locker room now where I don't think he ever necessarily had that before.
And, you know, you mentioned Kyrie Irving. I felt like he kind of took a little dig at Kyrie Irving when he said, I don't believe that the earth is flat. I'm not anti-vax. But you do have to say this about Aaron Rodgers, and it kind of goes back to what happened with him over the summer, not reporting, you know, for any of the offseason workouts. He wanted to be traded. It does seem, and the guy's a great player. No one is denying
that.
He is. And he's been great this year. But it always seems to be something. And the second he takes a little bit of criticism, he goes on the attack, and it's all about what the media is saying and being canceled.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
He could have taken care of this in August. Maybe he felt it's none of your business. I'm not going to tell you. But clearly today was trying to cover his tracks. There's no question about it.
Frank, I don't mind him coming to anybody, but then people get to come at him.
Yeah.
That's the deal. And so many star athletes and entertainers, they want to be able to go on the offensive. And then when somebody comes back at them, they think they somehow have a birthright to have security guards keep us off them. They don't. Yeah. I love Aaron Rodgers, the football player. And I have enjoyed the few times I've gotten to talk to Aaron Rodgers because he is smarter than almost everybody in the room. But stop with thinking everybody else is stupid and my body just sort of prevents you from having an obligation to a community that's larger than you are.
And I'll say this, too, for Pat McAfee. I'm sure they're paying Aaron Rodgers. They're getting their money's worth. Every time he's on that show, once a week, he definitely generates news. Give him credit for that. All right, let's move to the Cleveland Browns releasing Odell Beckham Jr. The team said in a statement that the move was in the best interest of all parties. Beckham will now be placed on waivers, where the Detroit Lions will be the first team that could claim his contract. If all teams pass, he becomes a free agent. Mike, do you see other teams placing a high value on OBJ?
Absolutely. The team that comes to mind first for me is the Los Angeles Raiders. This is what they've done for the entire history of that team, which is, you know, what's almost 60 years? This is the Raiders. I know I've heard Rob Ninkovich made a very persuasive argument about the Bill Belichick, and this is what he does, and you can see him in New England, and you can make this the Rams right now. I mean, you know, they're down a receiver, but obviously the Raiders are down, tragically, a receiver. So but I see him there. I see him in the silver and black, but there will be other teams. Odell Beckham Jr. is too talented, Frank. In professional sports, the name of the game is still talent when it comes to players, particularly players that can make a difference, who are in their prime in terms of chronological prime, if nothing else. So, yeah, I don't see him sitting out there real long. You know, I mean, he made clear waivers because of the salary situation. And by the way, if you're negotiating a person's salary, trying to get it down so you can sort of help control where the guy goes, isn't that called a trade?
Yeah.
And wasn't the trade deadline Monday?
That's what should have happened.
Fraudulent situation that the NFL has on his hands in that context.
Yeah, right now it's a bit of a mess, and for him, he finally has his freedom, which is what he's wanted. And he did say when he went to Cleveland, he felt like the Giants did that to send his career to die. And let's face it, his career stalled at the very least down there. He had the major injury. I would say this about Odell Beckham. There's no question that he's a big-time talent. He is a dynamic player. He grew up playing soccer, so you know I like that. But in the grand scheme of things, Mike, for a guy that's that talented, and we spent a lot of time talking about him, what really has he done? He made a great catch on Sunday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys in a game, by the way, the Giants lost. He's played in one playoff game the week before. Remember, he went down to Miami with his teammates. He caught four catches he had in that game, which the Giants lost. Again, he's a tremendous player. And what teams around the NFL are going to say, the Rams are going to look at him, the Saints. He fits in with the Raiders. I think Bill Belichick will take it. We've seen it with Randy Moss, great player. We've seen it with Antonio Brown, great player. You're going to be mesmerized by the talent, but at some point, it's going to have to be Odell Beckham has to produce a little bit more than he has. The amount of time we spend talking about him, he really hasn't done in the grand scheme of things that much.
Yeah. The impact doesn't match the hype.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. We're going to get to that later in this show, too, hype.
Yeah.
The thaw in the relationship between the Sixers and Ben Simmons didn't last long. The Sixers reportedly fined Simmons his $360,000 game check for missing last night's win over the Pistons. The team had forgiven earlier fines when Simmons appeared to be on a path toward playing. But this week, the guard reportedly refused to meet with team physicians in Philly over his mental health issues. Frank, what does this move say to you?
Yeah, a couple of things, first of all, with the Sixers. They've won a game this week where they didn't have Embiid and Tobias Harris. Didn't have Tobias Harris last night as well. They're 7-2. With all the stuff that's going on, they've actually played pretty well. Now, I've spoken to someone that close to the situation. The word now is that the Sixers are trying to convince Ben Simmons to fly to your hometown, Chicago, and be there with the team, which to me is Ben Simmons will probably say, I'm not going to do it, and then they could fine him again. It's just a back and forth. It's like a chess game. Every time the Sixers have a move, Ben Simmons will counter with something else. He finally showed up for training camp. Then when they find him, he said, I'm not mentally ready to play, or he's getting some of his money. But he's not doing things like showing up for the film sessions. He's not sitting in at shoot-arounds. He's making a big mistake. And really, Mike, when all is said and done, he has no value. So when you look at Anthony Davis, when it was clear he was going to be traded, and we all knew he was going to the Lakers, he had value. James Harden, when he pulled that stunt last year at the beginning of the season with Houston and he played, he had value. Ben Simmons' value is as low as you can get right now.
Well, I'm only, before we get to value, I want to go back to this conflict with the 76ers. I mean, basically, Ben has said, my mental health issues preclude me from playing with you.
Yeah.
He ain't made the case that he can't play with anybody. The case is I don't want to play or can't play. I'm hindered in trying to play for the Philadelphia 76ers, who then say, okay, we need you to see and consult with our physicians, our doctors. And if he says no, I don't blame them. I don't blame them for saying, wait a minute, you're telling us there's a problem, there's a barrier, there's a hurdle that prevents you from playing with us, and now you won't see our physicians. I'm sorry, this is not going to fly. I understand exactly why they're finding him. Of course he's not going to meet them in Chicago where they're scheduled to play the Bulls tomorrow night in Chicago. So, no, this is, but this is, the back and forth of this, I don't know that it undermines his value. I mean, I know what I saw last year when Ben Simmons was really good before he got to the point in the playoffs where he couldn't shoot a free throw and he couldn't dunk the ball over a 6-foot Trae Young. So I might disagree with you only in that I think we know Ben Simmons has value. Is it as great as Daryl Morey wants it to be? Probably not. But this, it's a mess. It's a soap opera now. That's what it is. It's back to being that.
Yep.
And it's going to be that until he meets with the 76ers doctors or shrinks. And it doesn't sound like he wants to do it.
Mike, think about this. John Wall, Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, all former number one overall picks, all in limbo. And then you have, and then of course you have Zion Williamson down in New Orleans. He's hurt. There's like a curse of the number one overall pick. Would you do Siakam, Pascal Siakam, for Ben Simmons if you were both teams? I think I'd do it if I'm the Sixers. Would you do it if you're Toronto?
I don't know if I'd do it if I'm Toronto. I trust Kyrie. You can't trust him near his home region where he grew up
in New
York.
No, I meant Ben Simmons. I'm sorry, Ben Simmons for Pascal Siakam.
Simmons. Yeah. You know what? All these guys are headaches now. Not Siakam. He's not a headache.
Then none of them are playing. That's the problem.
None of them are playing. Yep. None of them are playing. Let's take a break. They're coming up. The Lakers blow another big lead. Not a big lead. They blew a huge lead, Frank.
Against
OKC. Are you concerned?
Against OKC. And did Jets quarterback Mike White show you enough to earn next week's start over Zach Wilson?
You know, we got a lot of Jets talk, and it's not the Greeny
they
show.
They played last
you know,
night.
I don't care. It's the Jets. Nobody gives a damn off I-95.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Guinness, part of Happy Hour.
Let's fill in some blanks with Fill In Frank. What's first?
It's blank that the Thunder came from behind to beat the Lakers again last night.
I'm going to say foreshadowing. And I'm putting a question mark after it, Frank, but that may not last long either. I mean, come on now. Oklahoma City has two victories this year. Guess who they're both over?
That's right.
After being down like 27 in one game and 26 in another. I mean, come on. OKC could have like a 20-62 season, and they already got two over the Lakers. Look, LeBron is hurt. This notion that Russell Westbrook right there and Anthony Davis are going to be able to sort of lead them to a championship, even if LeBron is hurt, I'm not buying that. And by the way, LeBron has been indestructible. Indestructible. Stephen A. and I are going to duke it out tonight about LeBron's indestructibility. That seems to be over. It doesn't last forever, even for one of the greatest players in the history of sport in the world. It doesn't last forever. And LeBron's hurt again. This depresses me. I like to see LeBron play, not see him on the sideline in those stylish threads he's got on. This may be foreshadowing, Frank. I don't want it to be, but it may be.
Yeah, I'm going to say that it's troubling. They've already lost two games this year where they've been behind by, where they've had a lead by at least 19 points. Previous four seasons, they were 68-2 in games where they had at least a 19-point lead. So that's a problem. You mentioned Westbrook. Down the stretch, he had some trouble defensively. He had the turnover. Then he missed the shot at the end, which would have tied the game. But, you know, about the Lakers, their schedule, Michael, has been pretty easy to start the season.
Easy, very easy.
Houston twice, OKC twice, Cleveland. They've played seven of the nine games at home. They go to Portland tomorrow. Then they have five more games at home. Over the final 5 months of the season, they play 29 home games. So they still have to make it up on the road. And you mentioned LeBron. LeBron has played 50,000 regular season minutes and 11,000 minutes in the playoffs.
He's played more than anybody.
And he turns 37. God bless him.
Yes.
But, you know, eventually it catches up to you.
It does. This could be the eventually.
Yep.
What's next?
Robert Saleh would be blank to start Mike White over Zach Wilson next week.
All right, we go to this. These Jets stories are killing me. I don't want to talk about the Jets anymore until after Christmas. Enough of the Jets, all right? But it would be defiant if Robert Saleh does this because his management, his owner, they drafted this kid from BYU to be the face of the franchise for the next 12 to 15 years. Am I right?
Yes.
So if you then start a guy who just walked in, he could have walked in out of like an unemployment office and nobody would know for the better except hardcore Jets fans. He got a legit injury last night to get hit on that wrist, but defiant if he starts.
All right. The word is, and this is in honor of Fireman Ed, W-I-S-E, wise, to start him because guess what? You have a young coach trying to establish trust and credibility in a locker room. The score was 7-7 when he got hurt. And the crowd is going to be chanting, "We want Mike." I'm going to give him a couple more weeks. I'm eventually going to go back to Zach Wilson. And by the way, you can disparage the Jets all you want, but Joe Willie Namath and the Jets have just as many Super Bowls as your Jim McMahon and the Chicago Bears. And we don't take ourselves nearly as seriously as you guys do in Chicago.
We take ourselves seriously.
Yeah, well, we have a second team. We have the Giants.
I fire the coach on this show every week. How seriously am I taking him?
We would have given the ball to Walter Payton in the Super Bowl. We wouldn't have given it to Refrigerator Perry. Yeah. We know enough.
I know, except you hadn't been there in 16 more years by that point. That's it. Let's take one last break, Joe Willie. But still to come, could Kyler Murray miss Sunday's game against the Niners?
And did Cade Cunningham turn a corner last night? By the way, Joe Willie actually has more interceptions than touchdowns.
I know. Well, that's what happened in those days. They didn't throw three-yard swing passes.
But he guaranteed, and he ran off the field.
Well, they didn't throw three-yard swing passes and then present the
metrics.
That's
true. We did throw the ball down.
They threw the ball down the field.
You're right.
Joe Willie.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 69th birthday, Bill Walton. He's been front and center in some basketball context on a consistent basis for more than 50 years. Starting with a college career at UCLA that produced two national championships, then one of the game's compelling NBA championship teams of Portland. There were the injuries that forced him to miss three entire seasons and limited him to just 468 NBA games. there was a final chapter reinvention as a tremendous sixth man with the 86 Celtics, and there's been a several decades career as a broadcaster. Some would say annoying, others like me find it irresistible. For years, I watched the sorry Clippers on satellite entirely for the broadcast genius of Walton and loved Bill and Steve Snapper Jones on NBC. I had the pleasure, no, make that the honor, of working with Bill for this network some years ago. He's one big swirl of insights, opinions, contradictions, generosity, and passion. It's impossible for me to imagine the sport without the various contributions of Bill Walton.
And I love listening to him tell stories about John Wooden. It's incredible. And if he were here right now,
so
he would say, where would PTI be
so
without
great.
Tony and Mike? He gives you one of those
That's
every
right.
single game. It's great.
There's nobody like him. Nobody. Nope. Happy anniversary, Charles Peanut Tillman. On or around this day 9 years ago, Tillman, playing for the Bears, where he did all his good work, forced four fumbles in one game in a 51-20 thrashing of the Titans in Nashville. It's the most forced fumbles by one player in the 30 years the stat has been tracked, and he forced all four of them that game with what became known as the Peanut Punch. It's amazing he was only a two-time Pro Bowler, considering Tillman set team records for a club known for great defense with 9 defensive touchdowns. He forced 42 fumbles in his career, grabbed 36 interceptions, the most by a Bears cornerback. I'd rather have Tillman than a whole lot of other more celebrated corners who didn't have nearly the impact on the game Tillman did in his 13 NFL seasons.
He's no Dave Dorison or Gary Fensick, that's for sure. But that punch out, which everybody seems to do now. By the way, he had 10 forced fumbles back in 2012. That's pretty impressive.
It's amazing. Unbelievable. Yeah. Dominant defensive player at that time through that period. Happy trails to Cade Cunningham's 0-for from 3. The overall number one pick finally made a 3 last night and now sits at 1-for-21 from deep on the season. Cunningham actually posted a double-double in last night's loss to the Sixers, 18 points, 10 boards, but he shot just 4-of-17 from the floor. Through 3 games, Cunningham is just 7-of-39 in total, the worst such percentage for a rookie through 3 games since the merger.
Yep.
He should be back on the court tonight as the Pistons host, watch out now, the Nets.
It's been a slow start. He's been injured. He'll figure it out. But I will say this, his kind of like welcome to the NBA moment. Last Saturday, he makes his debut, scores his first basket. Then the next night against the Nets back-to-back, his first load management, Mike. That's when you know you've made in the NBA, when you could load manage as a rookie in the first month of your career. That's when you've made.
Don't you wish we could hear right now Bill Walton talk about load management? That's
a
load.
I played hurt all
the time.
That's
a load. No errors. Today, we're running out of show. Let's get to the big finish. Atlanta celebrated the Bravos World Series title with a parade today. Your thoughts, Frank?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming since 1995. But there was on the internet, they had a bus that was carrying some of the players, was driving about 30 or 40 miles an hour. You got to go slow, like we do in New York when we have all those parades. The Astros signed Dusty Baker to a 1-year contract extension. You got to be happy about that, right?
Happy about it, and it's deserved, and everybody in and around Houston knows it is. Kyler Murray's injured ankle is progressing, but he's a game-time decision against the Niners. What's your hunch, Frank?
Yeah, he didn't practice today. I get a feeling that he's not going to play. It's a long season. Hold them out one game. Their record is good enough.
Ooh.
The Titans, they're elevating Adrian Peterson to the active roster. Is that a big deal?
I mean, it's sort of inescapable, right? It's inevitable. He needs to play for them. They need a back. They're down one great back. Last one, your Knicks in Milwaukee at the champs tonight. Who you got?
Yeah, both teams need a win. The Bucks are all banged up, but of course you buried the lead. The Bucks will be here on Monday in the D.C. area to hang out with Mike, and they're also going to be at the White House.
What about that?
That's
fun to see him at the White
hang
House.
Hang out with Mike's a bigger deal. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. Check out Greeny, Jalen, Stephen A. and me on NBA Countdown at 7 Eastern. Now, before we get to sports, and a quick shout-out to dear family friend and Sidwell friend, senior Kiki Rice, who announced she's taking her considerable basketball talents to UCLA, Frank. Best player in the
Why
DMV.
Not Maryland or Northwestern.